We have some good news and bad news. The good news is that WBAI is not the most distressed station in Pacifica. The bad news is there are two stations in Pacifica that are even more distressed than WBAI right now. WPFW has to move. They have gotten a little bit of a bailout in that they were supposed to move by July. They are now, they had an extension, and they are moving as of the end of this year. So they have that. The problem is that in going over their quarterlies, the National Finance Committee discovered that WPFW is seriously underperforming. They're around about $97,000 in off budget. And as an added problem factor, when we were putting the budget together, the NFC was told, and other people were told, I guess the PNB was told this too, that WPFW had this wonderful space, and they told everybody about it. Now, after we've done the evaluation, they are not only not getting quite enough money to do operations, they don't really have anything in their capital campaign to make the move, and instead of a place to move to, they now have a relocation committee, which is hoping to find a place. KPFK is having huge problems with their transmitter. Could I do the report? And, you know, if people's attention span doesn't quite make it, that's okay. Let me do this.
That's a gratuitous comment.
Well, you know, so is the other one.
It would be good if you could focus on the BAI.
All right. All right. For those who need to have everything very succinct here, WBAI... Could one person do this? For those who have forgotten or whatever, WBAI is not a self-sustaining radio station. WBAI is supported largely by the rest of the Pacifica Foundation. If WBAI had to be self-sustaining, it would have been bankrupt about 6 or 7 years ago. Therefore, if there are problems in the rest of Pacifica, that could affect our money. All right?
Problems in the rest of Pacific.
Jesus Christ, can I make a report? Will the chair please call everyone to order if they don't like it? Too bad.
Yeah, I have to.
Really, get over it. If you don't get it, just say okay, you know?
It's only 10 minutes.
Christ. You know, they're going to eat up 8 minutes.
I'm going to ask people to stop making all these separate comments.
All right. KPFK is having problems raising money because their transmitter is going to hell. Their transmitter has been falling out during the on-air fundraisers, so they're getting behind. KPFT is in their fundraiser. KPFT, their antenna got blown down by a storm. They were off the air for a couple of weeks. Now that they're in Thon, people don't know they're back. Their son is tanking. So this means we have WPFW, which is going to move, which is going to require six figures coming out of Pacifica. Pacifica doesn't have it. KPFK is falling behind further because it can't raise money in its son. KPFT looks like it's going to have the same thing. This affects BAI because of the fact that we are also getting largely supported by Pacifica. WBAI, if you looked at the thing I presented to the LSB mailing list about the FY11 budget and compliance, you'll notice we missed by about $116,000. That money doesn't just come out of the sky. It came out of Pacifica. We are behind in everything with Pacifica. Plus, we owe Pacifica shared expenses, which used to be called central services. Last time I looked, it was $1.4 million. It's more than that now. It's ridiculous. And this is having a serious effect on Pacifica's ability to pay its bills. There is this large problem looming with three stations that are going to go to hell here rapidly, maybe. Where are we going to get the money to support our operations from? That is an open question. No one has an answer for that. Now, the other stuff I have here relates to the first two quarters of FY12, because I know Berthold wanted to present on this. I don't know if I should go over until my time runs out those things or wait till he... I'll wait in. Let me just rapidly summarize. I think we're supposed to have a handout, aren't we? Okay, if you can pull out the handout, that'd help. On a spreadsheet that you'll get, line 35, net income, net loss, was plus $2,780. BAI can spend that in an afternoon very easily. We were budgeted to be $67,500 in the black. So we're missing by $64,000 in that particular total. We are $64,000 behind where the budget said we should be. Now, when you add in capital items, we are $4,000 in the red. And we were supposed to be $41,000 with the capital items in the black. So right there is a problem. Total revenue is up. Total revenue is up. We are $78,000. Did I get one? Oh, thank you. We are basically $77,000 better than our revenue projections for FY12 for the first two quarters, which is good. However, total direct expenses are also up. And when the total direct expenses are $149,516 worse than budget. It's mostly from administration, programming, and development expenses. Interestingly, salaries and related expenses were better than budget. So that's not where it's coming from. We haven't had a ton of time to go over the whole thing here, and the committee hasn't met on it yet. However, I see telephone is still worse than budget by $18,500. And my guess is that's due to still running two telephone systems. The new telephone system is on a 36-month contract, and that contract started in February 2010. And did somebody just roll time there? I thought he... Okay.
No, you have two more minutes.
Two more minutes. And then I have some stuff to fit in with Berthold, so what I'll do right there is I'll stop right there, and we'll move on. All right? I'll give the rest to Berthold.